This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. federal government released details of the indictment charging former U.S. President Donald Trump with 37 felony counts in the case of mishandled classified documents at his Florida state. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith laid out the allegations.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The government says Trump not just intentionally kept classified documents at Mar-a-Lago in areas ranging from a ballroom to a bathroom, but showed some to visitors, including a Pentagon battle plan and a military operation map, and then refused Justice Department demands to return the documents, enlisting aides to hide them.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Smith says he wants a speedy trial in South Florida, where Trump is said to make a court appearance Tuesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
VOA national correspondent Steve Herman Friday speculated on how the indictment could affect Trump's 2024 presidential campaign.
It's certainly going to have some impact, although there's skepticism among political analysts that these charges or a trial will affect Trump's standing with his core supporters, perhaps about one third of the Republican Party voters. There are already some other candidates, and there's perhaps as many as a dozen we're going to see jump in on the Republican side, trying to thwart Trump from getting the nomination for a third time. They're going to call for him to remove himself from the race. It seems highly unlikely that Trump would concede.